Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. This hadith is about fasting and its place in Islam as one of the important and pivotal parts of the Islamic religion. As you know, the month of Ramadan is the month, as you know, in which we are obliged to fast. Of course, this is not the only distinction and virtue of this blessed month. This is a month in which, the Quran was revealed. This is a month in which the night of ordainment falls. This is also the month in which the Imam Ali alayhi salam was martyred. Right, there's a lot of distinctions in this month. Obviously, as you know, this is also the month, the last Friday of this month is the month of the day of Quds, in which the rally of Quds is conducted. Right, there's a lot of important and significant events which occur in this month. As you know, fasting is, like we said, is one of it's the necessary and incumbent acts which we must perform in this month. In this beautiful hadith, the Imam alayhi salam, he alludes to the fact that fasting, the sawm, is one of the integral parts of the Islamic religion, one of its most vital and central features. It has been narrated in Al-Kafi, the famous book of hadith, that Ali ibn Abi Hamza narrated from Abu Basir, who said, I heard him asking Abu Abdullah As-Sadiq alayhi salam, may I be sacrificed for you? Please inform me about the religion that Allah has obligated upon His servants. The religion that they cannot afford to be ignorant of, and the only religion that will be accepted from them. What is it? The Imam alayhi salam, replied, bearing witness that there is no God except Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah, establishing the prayer, paying the alms tax, pilgrimage to the house for those who are able to do so, fasting the month of Ramadan. Then the Imam momentarily paused and then repeated twice, and divine guardianship of the divinely appointed Imams al-Wilaya. So in this beautiful hadith, the Imam, he divides religion into two categories. One is a theoretical aspect of religion related to beliefs, the testimony and belief that God is one, and the testimony and belief that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and prophet. And then the practical aspect of Islam, which the Imam divides into these four or five categories. First of all, there is the prayer, the ritual prayer, the salat, the zakat, paying the alms tax, pilgrimage, the hajj, fasting in the month of Ramadan, and finally, Imam, he finishes it with alluding to the issue of divine guardianship of the Imams, alayhim as-salam. So as you can see in this beautiful hadith, the fast is considered one of the most integral and vital parts of the Islamic religion. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the fast as an integral and central part of the Islamic religion. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد